The bathroom is for you.
And before you do, I need to tell you something.
Yes, what's
up? At Turo, do they have a boat ride?
A boat ride?
Do they?
I don't think so.
Oh, do they have a bathtub?
They may have a bathtub by the locker rooms where the pool is. But maybe they don't have a bathtub. They probably just have showers.
Why? I like to do myself because when I do it, I like to get cleaned up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, Nuno, I love you. I'll see you later today.
Before you go, I need to tell you something.
What is it? One more thing and then I have to go.
The tool have trains.
Yes.
And train set.
Yes.
And track.
Yes.
And do they have food?
They do have food. You can eat yummy food there.
A little acting.
Okay, he's wanting to switch out backpacks, and there's this thing here.
Okay.
Oh, okay, love you.
All this stuff.
Love you.
You too.
Okay, bye, Noodle. Love you so much. Have a great day.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is the first day of school. The first day of the first type of school. Keats is 3 and a half. He's going to preschool. It's the first day of his preschool.
And
bye, love. Take care. So, Keats, we're going to go to school soon.
Why?
On this program today, we're going to get ready to go to school and go to school with a young boy. This is the before and after. I think we'll try to talk to him before school and then after school. So, Keats, let me ask you, I'm just doing my little radio show. What do you think school will be like?
At school, in the pool, you need to take your shoes off at the pool and clothes.
Okay.
So are you going to be there with me?
I'm just going to take you there, and then you're going to be there with the other kids. And then after that, and then I go home. And then I come back at the end of school, and I pick you up.
I'm going to build a swing set.
Okay, great.
That's cool.
That sounds fun.
I'm so excited.
Are you looking forward to seeing other kids?
Yeah.
What will you tell them your name is?
I don't tell them now. My name is Sebastian.
Why don't you want to tell them what your real name is?
Sebastian, it's easier to say.
Yeah. Is it easier to say than Keats?
Yeah.
Well, how about let's practice saying Keats? So I can pretend that I'm a little kid. Hey, what's your name?
Sebastian.
Oh, my name is Keats. Okay, do you want to switch now?
What's your name? My name is Keats.
My name is Sebastian. Nice to meet you. Do you want to play trains or boats? Or monsters eating the world? You still a little bit sleepy?
Yeah. I want to go.
Should we go? It's almost time to go. Should we just go?
Yeah. No, I want to keep doing that.
Oh, you want to keep doing this?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you another question then?
Yeah.
Okay. How many kids do you think there will be at school?
Not many.
10?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you think that there will be, what do you think will be the things that you learn? What would you like to learn?
Spanish.
Oh, Spanish?
Yeah.
Wow. Why do you want to learn Spanish?
Because I want to learn in Mexico.
Oh, okay, great.
How is it balanced?
The bridge is balancing on the arm of the chair. Whoa. Yeah.
See, Daddy?
I do. It's balanced. What is it? Describe what you see.
I'm pretty cool.
Because this is on the radio, nobody can see it. You have to tell them what it is, and then they can visualize it.
I put a car on the bridge.
And where is the bridge?
Here.
On the edge of the chair, right?
And the truck on it. There's a truck on it.
There's a truck on the bridge. Would you like any more toast?
No, thank you. Mommy, Dad, I'm done.
Okay. Keats. So it's a harder name to learn. But once they learn it, then I think it's a more fun name for you to have because it's your actual name. Once when I was on a boat in the South Pacific, I told them that my name was Max, which is not my name. My name is Fritz. But
I told them that my name was Max.
You did?
Yeah.
What was your name?
Max.
Wow, that's what you told them when you were on a boat? Yeah. All right. Yeah, well,
We drove on the other side of the ocean.
You went all the way to the other side of the ocean?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then over on the other side of the ocean, there was a peace boat.
Oh, what kind of people did you find on the other side of the ocean?
There was actually a boat that had a motor, then it turned into a poopy water.
Oh, no.
Then the poopies in the boat. Then a weird boat turned into poopy.
Oh, man. Well, hey, Keats. I think it's time for us to go now.
Okay.
So let's get your backpack on. Okay, you ready? Okay, so we got your backpack, your yellow bumblebee backpack. Put it on your back. And I'm lacing up my brown leather shoes that you brought for me. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, we are going to go now.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you.
I'll put it right on your desk.
It's okay. I'm taking it with me.
Okay.
And what else do we need? Oh, the keys. Oh, and your paperwork. Okay, so I'll take my little bag that has all that stuff in it. You went to the doctor yesterday. How did you like seeing the doctor?
Didn't give me any shots.
Yeah. Usually they give you shots, but this time you didn't get any. How did you like seeing the doctor? You're all ready to go?
It was actually not that fun.
Oh, why not?
Because I didn't like it there.
What don't you like about the doctor's office?
Because I don't like to get any shots.
Oh, right. But we didn't get any shots, so did that make it more fun, or?
It kind of did. But, in the evening to the doctor's office, I'm bringing a ball.
You're bringing a ball? Well, they have balls there, so we might leave the ball. But I will bring my bag, which is also a B word, bag.
Bag.
Okay, Keats, here we go. We're off to school. You're listening to Fun with Fritz. My name is Fritz. This is Keats, my son. He's 3 and a half, and we're on our way to school. Let me just make sure I've got everything. Carrying a black bag with the physical that the doctor filled out for Keats. And let's see if we've got anything else that we need.
Cars.
Some cars. I got some sunglasses.
At 2, they already have cars at 2.
They already have cars at school? I think you're right. What else do we need, Keats?
No, they don't have cars.
Oh, they don't have cars. Okay.
I do. I'm right.
You're right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one is your left hand and your right hand?
Which one is your left hand and your right hand?
Yeah.
Okay, well, look at me. This is my left hand. Actually, let's both look at the door. Okay, and then this is your left hand.
Yeah.
That's your left hand. And the other one is your right. That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to both look at... If we're looking at each other, then it'll be opposite, so...
It's my first day to school.
It is your first day to go to school.
I'm super excited.
All right, off we go. Here we go, Keats, walking down the stairs.
Too loud.
It was too loud?
Yeah, when you slammed it. That was too loud.
Oh, well, when I slammed the door? I was just closing the door.
But it was too loud.
Did that noise disturb you?
Yeah.
Well, it will be even louder outside. There will be all kinds of other noises. You know, it's just loud in relation...
Would fly away.
But the bumblebee will fly away?
Yeah.
Oh, if a bumblebee hears such a loud noise, it'll fly away?
Yeah. Blue bumblebees do it. If they hear a loud noise, they just ting out and ting cars. That's what they usually do.
Oh, they usually fly around and sting cars?
Yeah. Oh.
What do you see, Keats?
Something. I see that. That is a lake.
I see. Now we're walking to school, walking down the street. We don't have very far to go. It's a 1, 2, 3 block walk. Passing a yellow motorcycle, a red bicycle with a plastic bag over the seat, and there are leaves floating in the air. Some construction, somebody sawing stone on the other side of the street, and a Con Edison truck across the street. It is an awake, bustling city.
It's hurting my ears.
What sound is hurting your ears?
The saw.
The saw, okay. So every day is a new experience, and there's a new faucet of personality, and today it's sensitive ears. This is a new thing. This could last 15 minutes or 15 years, you never know. It's an amazing, wonderful thing. Living with a developing person, one feels that we're all three-year-olds, just not as filterless and expressive sometimes.
Can you do this for me?
Well, Keith's, is it too heavy? I can carry some of the stuff in it, but you've got to still carry it, okay? But I'll carry some of the stuff to make it a little bit lighter. I'll carry, there's a big blanket in here that's heavy. And your water bottle. Is that better?
Yeah, that is. For you?
Yeah, it's good for me too.
Why?
Well, because then you're still carrying it, but I get to help you. So.
Dad.
You're welcome, Keats.
But when I get the tool, can you get bite out?
Yes, I'll do that. That sounds good, okay?
Because.
You know why I have a blanket?
Yeah.
What's the blanket for?
Time.
That's right. And
they have nap time at school.
They do. They have nap time at school. And what do you think about nap time?
They let people sleep.
And do you think you will fall asleep?
No.
What will you do if you don't fall asleep?
Okay, wait.
Okay. And will you run around during nap time, or will you think about things?
I will think about things. I will think about the cars and trains.
Okay. I was never able to fall asleep during the mandatory nap time. Keats hasn't been having a nap regularly since he was two. So I was talking to him about other things you can do that are okay to do during nap time.
Oh,
you know, just so he knows.
Why are we going this way?
Which way would you like to go? This is a way to go. We just go to the corner and then we turn and then we're at your school. Which way did you want to go?
That way.
It's right up here, Keats, on the right.
That is my tool.
You lead me to it, okay?
Yeah.
I've never actually been in the building before because my wife took Keats. I had a gig at the same time, so I wasn't able to come. But I will know it soon enough.
I see it! Then my tool!
Okay, great. Okay, you lead me in.
Top on my hand. Because we're not on the seat. We're on the sidewalk. We're getting there. We are here.
Yes. Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
After you. Oh, thanks. Hey, how are you? Hello? Good?
You're welcome. You just have to check in the auditorium, okay?
You got it. Okay. Here we go. Yeah. Getting a drink of water?
No, that water is the size for me.
This water's the size for you?
Yeah.
And that's the size for me? Okay, here we go. We're walking in here. Hi.
What's your name?
Keats. K-E-A-T-S.
Yeah. Rainbow. And you guys have a
Yes, yes, I did that.
I'm going to take that from you.
We did it yesterday.
This
beautiful.
This is the check-in to the teacher, and then these are important dates for you.
Okay. There you go. Have a great first day. And should I keep a copy?
I can make a copy and bring it back to the classroom,
oh,
and I'll
amazing.
Leave it in an envelope for you at pickup today.
Okay, that sounds great.
Just so just busy today that I won't be able to do it this morning.
Of course, I understand.
And look like you're giving me
an
Great. So I'm going to give you this.
Okay.
And
you're going to give this to the teacher at check-in.
Yes.
Okay. And then these are the upcoming important dates.
Just for
cool.
today.
Great.
Welcome. Okay, thank you so much. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready, Keats?
Yeah.
Here we go. And what are the, I forget, what are the ranges of ages here?
3 and 4.
3 and 4?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I thought there might be 2, but there's no 2.
Not yet.
All
right. That was a good advice.
And there's no 5?
No, we have an after school program.
For older kids?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Are you excited to start? I bet it's really, really nice.
So if he's 3 and a half, will this just be 1 year for him, or will
he's
he go?
He's 3 and a half. We turn 4.
He'll be in January is his birthday.
He'll be here for 2 years.
Oh, he will. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yeah, because if the child's birthday falls after December 31st, then they remain here for.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's the same thing as the public schools.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
At school.
We are at school. Can you believe it? It's pretty fun, huh? So these are the papers.
Let's go in.
Let's go in, okay.
Mama, where's the ball?
First floor.
Next one, kids. We're getting off on 4.
Why did a fire hat over there?
Fire hat over there?
Yeah.
I think if there's a fire in the elevator or some problem, then you have to push that button. Here we go.
How is that?
I guess we're going this way.
Thank you.
I just let you know these guys go first.
Sorry, thank you so much.
Sure, sure.
I think so. Go, baby, go. Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. That is Silver Moon. So you can look up here. This is where it says. That's a Silver Moon. So, Rainbow is over here, I think.
Thank you.
This one is Starlight.
Starlight.
That's a different one, thanks.
Which one?
Rainbow.
Rainbow.
Further down? Yeah, here's Rainbow. So this one has an R, and this is Rainbow. Keats, this is your room.
Hello.
Hi.
And who's our friend here? Who's this?
This is Keats.
Hi, Keats.
Hi, Keats. Good morning,
Hi.
Keats.
Here, you want to give them your pass?
Thank you. You can go look for your copy. We have a copy for you.
Cool. All right. Hi, I'm Fritz. Nice to meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Okay, so where are they?
Oh, you got to find your copy first, buddy. And then you wash your hands, and then you can check out our tours. Okay?
Okay. Okay, great. So, cubbies are over here.
Hi, Keats. Welcome.
Hi.
Keats, your name is right here. Look. Maybe we could take pictures of them.
Sure.
Two pictures so that, because we'll put a picture of you and him and
oh,
his
great.
Cubby.
Okay, yeah.
All right? That'll give him a comfort of home.
Yeah, sure.
Mama, Daddy, I want to wash my hair.
Okay, great. I'm going to put your blanket in your bag.
I don't know. This one is really full, Tanya. Maybe we use this one. It's almost full. I think that was full. It's full. No, but I'm saying it's full. I'm going to take it home.
This is my rainbow room.
This is your rainbow room. Okay, great. We will wash your hands.
Okay, so the first thing when he comes in, just to let you know that he should come in here and wash hands before he plays or eats
okay.
in the morning. So the
Makes
first
sense.
Thing is wash hands.
Great.
And then you should be signed in here.
Okay.
Soon we'll be scanning, but this morning they're just going to sign.
Okay.
I
Sounds good.
Wash my
so when I drop him off, I'll always bring him all the way to the room, not like
right.
at the front.
Right.
Or something
that was
like
just
that.
For today for registration.
Got it.
Keith, I need you to take a picture with Dad and then you can play.
And he washes. You wash your hands already, kids?
Yes, he did.
Okay, great. Great. Good for you.
I wash my hands.
Okay, they're going to take a picture of us.
Fireman hat.
Fireman hat. Yeah, there is a fireman hat.
Check it out. Okay, who's next for their photo? Who's next?
I have my photo.
Do you want to have your photo?
A moon.
Oh, yeah, that's the globe. That's the Earth.
The Earth.
Yeah.
Pete, want to take a picture?
Yeah.
Ready?
Okay.
Okay, let's stand over here.
I'm going to sit down?
Or you want to take your picture by yourself first?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Give me 1, 2, 3. And one more. Take one with that.
Okay.
For your cubby.
You get together?
Yeah.
Okay, and now we both have to look at her.
The house is over there.
Okay, smile for your cubby. 1, 2, 3. Take one more.
All right,
perfect.
There we go.
Now you can go to work.
Okay, great.
Okay, so I'm going to give you these so you can just go through them, the stuff that he's going to need. Some of you probably already know, but...
Okay.
All right, just so that...
Yeah, great. And I just put it all in his backpack.
Perfect. So. Okay, that's fine.
And I put it... There's a bottle of water, I don't know. Probably don't need that, right?
That's okay. Just no food, no juices, no...
Okay.
Nothing like that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I had a peanut butter sandwich in there, but then I took it out.
Yeah, no, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, especially okay. Peanut butter.
Right, some people have a problem with that. Okay.
Hi, cool. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Take a picture of you, kids. A smile?
Hey.
Okay. Send to mommy. So, Keats, I can show you where we live on this.
Where do we live?
We live over here. Right up there.
And where's Mexico? Where's Mexico?
And Mexico is close, I'll show you. So go back to where we were before. Okay, so you see where we live? You remember?
Yeah.
Up here. Mexico is this one down here.
And where is South North?
Where is South North?
Yeah.
North is as you go up towards this spot, that point is all the way north, that's the North Pole. And south is as you come down towards that spot, and that's the South Pole. So once you're on the South Pole, everywhere up is north, and when you're on the North Pole, everywhere down from there is south.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? This is Keats.
Are you hungry?
No?
If you want to change when she's done, I'll let you have a turn. Okay? I will call you when she's finished. Okay? All right.
We have cars.
Hi, birthday boy. We have cars. See? You can play with Keats. That's Keats.
You can play with
Keats. Can I open this up for you guys?
You don't mind if I go?
Yeah.
Okay. You'd like to stay here?
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good, Keats.
I don't mind if you go.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, maybe I'll say goodbye to you, and then I'll come and pick you up when school is done today.
Okay. Wow, that's cool. Right? Oh, they are?
Don't
put it to me.
I'm thinking butterfly.
Oh, butterfly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. So if you want to leave, you can.
Great.
And just hang around if you want for a little bit, but please be back by at least 12:15.
12:15. You got it. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Because I don't know how. They usually want you to hang around the whole morning.
Okay.
But if you need to step out, you want to check in. Mm-hmm. So I have like a delayed reaction.
Yeah. Okay, great. He just told me to go. So I'll go, but and I have a couple things, but I can come back.
Yeah, come back later. Like, you know, in a little bit. Like, if you can just like come back at around 11, see how he's doing. If you want to just step out.
Okay. All right. That sounds great. All right. See you later, Keats.
I lost the elevator.
Maybe the elevator.
Well, we took the stair. Okay.
I think there's an elevator too.
What kind of funny?
You have twins?
Huh?
You have twins?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very big boys. Yeah. We're together, I think, in the rainbow room. I'm Fritz. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna try there's an elevator. You wanna try it? All right. And there's a stairs. I know. I just thought I'll do the elevator. Good night. Good day. Hey. I'll go with you. I'm going down to L. Thanks. What are all the other floors?
It's a settlement hill, so they have different types of...
Okay.
So there's a lot of offices and so forth.
Okay. Okay, got it.
Welcome.
Thank you. Heading down in the elevator from the fourth floor.
The elevator's working.
It's working, thank you.
Hello.
See?
Hello.
I told you.
Hey, I just had a question for coming back. Do I need to do anything special to kind
of... Do you have a 3-year-old?
Yeah, I have a 3-year-old. Okay, so and then they asked me to come in, like, just to check on him at, like, 11.
Yeah, like, you don't have to, like, you know, stay in that room the whole time. You can go out for your coffee, come back, but just in case for the first couple days, you know,
yeah.
The parents do that. And then tomorrow we actually have an orientation. So while he's in the classroom, we'll listen to us talk to you about the school. So,
Cool. It's a beautiful facility, wonderful program.
Amazing program. He's in a great classroom. So.
Okay, great. Yeah, he's thrilled. He's so excited.
He's excited.
Today.
Crying.
Yeah, no. He's. Okay. I mean, you know, like everybody parents differently, and I'm very. You know, we go out for like 6 hours at a time on these huge adventures. So he's used to kind
being
of
being out and about.
Yeah, and being with different ages of people.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm a performer, so we do a lot of, you know, so socially he's had a lot of exposure.
Right.
So I'm not too worried about him.
Right.
He told me to go.
Fine. Sometimes kids get a little bit of a delayed reaction.
Yeah.
Wow, this is like sticking. Like I have to do this every
day. I'm still here.
But we're well equipped to handle it. So.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Yeah. Jen, it's great to meet you. And I guess I'll see you guys later. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Fun with Fritz. I'm on my way back to the preschool. I just picked up a sandwich. I used to walk around New York and I was like, there's nothing to eat. There's no good food to eat just quickly and cheaply. But then I think I read something about the street food and the halal carts in particular being sort of healthy comparatively. So, maybe after I read that, or after I tried it. Anyway, I like the mixed, the chicken and lamb gyro sandwich, pita, whatever you call it. It's good. I think you call it different things depending on where you're from, that's what I've been told. So, but it's whatever you call it, it's yummy. Get some white sauce, hot sauce, red sauce. Some corn, sometimes broccoli. I go to a place, the guy gives me broccoli. That's one of those wonder foods, you know. Take over the universe with broccoli, space broccoli. Walking back to the preschool. It's exciting they let me in. I felt like I would need a pass or something. I look like some kind of dealer of strange experiences. I guess that is what I am. You know, substance-free dealer, I suppose. The mentalist, an illusionist, the magician goes to school. And now we'll see how the magician's son is doing. He is the real magic weaver. into the classroom and it says, we're on the roof. There's a little picture, so I'm now walking up to the roof. Now I'm on the roof. I'm stuck on the roof, I think. This does not look like a place for kids. Came to visit my son up on... I went to the classroom door. It said they're on the roof, and then I climbed the stairs to the roof, and now I'm stuck on the roof. The door closed behind. Called, and I got the right number, and apparently somebody's being sent up here to open the door. And I guess there's another roof. There's more than one roof. There's a second floor roof or a third floor roof, and I'm on the sixth floor roof. So it didn't look exactly like a place for kids. And I guess now I understand why. Hi. Hey, thank you.
You on the second floor.
Second floor. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to bother you guys.
And who are you?
I have a boy in... I'm a parent. I have a boy in class.
Let's go. Come.
You don't need that,
man. Oh, okay. And so I went to the class and it said we're on the roof. And I just assumed that it was at the top of the building.
You're on second floor.
Yeah. Okay, well, I appreciate you guys coming up.
This way.
Oh, okay. I guess I could have climbed. I don't want to scare anybody, you know?
You're doing the right thing.
Okay, thanks.
Front desk, come back.
Next, ask the teacher where is the roof.
Yeah, no, I will. We'll do that next time.
Yeah, you'll be on the second floor.
Okay. Right. No, that makes sense. I got up then. I was like, doesn't seem like this is a place for kids. And then I went to the door, and the door just shut. I was like, oh.
Is it right by that elevator on the second floor? You stay away?
Have a radio room?
Go right around.
Marion, come back.
Yes.
Alright, we got the parent who was all the way on the roof and coming down to the second floor.
I'm good, thank you.
Has this happened before?
Nope. Gosh.
People worry about the kids on the first day, but it's the parents.
Well, you probably missed, there was an introduction day on Thursday where parents got to school. Right this way. Which classroom did you go to this
that we were in? The rainbow room.
On the fourth floor?
Yeah.
Hey. Good morning, how are you? Welcome back.
Hold that door for me, okay?
Right there, past that door to your right. Jennifer, to show me the roof, please.
Thank you.
From here, right there.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, we need to stay at this side.
Rainbow
still on
the telephone, no.
I'm sorry?
Rainbow still on the
roof? No, not okay. Now,
thank you.
Rainbow went back to the classroom. Now it's, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right. Now, hold the classroom door. Take all the classroom door.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Okay. I tried to get to the roof. I went to the roof.
Oh.
And then I got locked, and then the maintenance had to come.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Should I go in there? Or?
I think you can go in there.
Okay.
Tickles?
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I tried to find you guys on the roof, but I went to the other roof.
Oh, okay.
I didn't realize
it
was... I went to the sixth floor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
And then I got stuck, and I had to call, and then the maintenance came.
Oh, no.
The whole... Anyway, sorry, but I was here at 11, and then I saw the note, and then I went out.
He's doing excellent.
Okay, great.
Very well.
Cool. This is the gang, huh?
Somebody just went out the door. Uh-oh. Okay. All right. Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
everybody's doing well.
Great.
Having a good first day.
Cool. Yeah, they seem...
Exploring.
Hi. What's
They're
your name?
They're playing with everything.
Yeah, seems
like... Let's say we're high because they have little time.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I can see you got your orange hands. Looks cool. Is this the whole group?
No.
This is half,
no,
right?
This is like, yeah, basically. We have 17 enrolled.
Oh, okay.
But so far, this is. So far, this is what,
this is what we got
right now. I have,
okay.
I have two more, but they won't start till October.
Oh, okay.
My turn to New York?
No. I'm not going to do mine.
Hi, what are you doing?
But thank you. You can go play now. Thank you, Terrell. Okay, I'm going to put.
Hello.
Daddy, I'm right now. I pooped in my pants.
You pooped in your pants?
Yeah.
Oh, how?
I pooped in my pants.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, a little bit, huh? Oh, okay. Did it just squirt into your pants?
It did.
Oh, okay. You weren't fast enough?
I tried to wipe it.
Okay. Well, hold on. Did you flush the toilet?
No.
So that's, there's just a tiny bit of poopy in the toilet, huh? Have to push it down really far. Okay, here, I'm gonna help you. Okay, so where's your bottom? Okay. Wipe your bottom. Here. Okay, it's all clean. And then I'm gonna take off your. I'm gonna take off these other pants, okay? Kitsu, are you having a good day of school?
Yeah.
I thought I would come and see how you're doing.
Why?
The teacher said to come back and check in on you.
Why?
She asked.
My shoe.
I know. I took it off on purpose.
Why?
So I could take off. So that I could take off your underwear. Here, I'll take off your other shoe.
Why?
So that I can take off your underwear. Okay, I'm gonna get you some new. I'll get you some new underwear. Okay.
I'm in the bathroom.
Okay, you stay in the bathroom.
I'm in two pieces. I want my hand.
So, Pizza, you want to do your hand first?
I'm gonna do
some. You don't. Okay. Show us to do it with you later if you want to. Because then you could have it to look at.
Yeah.
And you can see, you know, later you'll grow. And then you can do another handprint in a year. And then you can see the difference. One of the handprints will be really big. The other one will be really small.
No. Okay. Let's put it here. Look. Give her food. She's hungry.
Anyway, I'll see you later. Okay, Boozle?
Oh. Yeah.
Are you ready to put this on? Okay.
Astronauts.
Are we astronauts? We're in outer space. Anybody want to be an astronaut? Thanks, Tyrell.
I'm just waiting for the elevator and I'm gonna head down, head outside, and then come out and have a sandwich. Okay.
Thanks for rescuing me.
Oh, okay.
I was on the roof.
Oh.
I don't know if it was you. Somebody sent the maintenance.
Yeah, you were on the roof, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you. I went, I guess, to the wrong, I didn't realize it was the second floor and I just went to the top. But.
Yes, the second floor roof, you know, they have a playground for the children.
Right. And there was a sign on my son's classroom that said, we're on the roof.
Oh,
and
I
that's
see.
How I got there.
So you thought it was the sixth floor. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got out. You
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Safe.
I appreciate it. How was your first day of school, Keith?
Mm-hmm.
So, Keats, how was your first day of school?
Good.
Did you meet any nice kids?
There's no playground.
Yes.
I'm on the way to ride a bike there.
Okay, we can do that.
And my helmet upstairs?
Yeah, your helmet's upstairs. I can go upstairs and get your helmet. Why don't we drop off your backpack and get your helmet? Okay, Keats.
I was in a trouble cause I just know it's playground. Can you get a trouble cause?
Sure, we can take a couple cars.
Can you take like one? Can
definitely. One. Tell me about your day.
My day was good.
What did you guys do today?
Play with kids.
What games did you play?
With Buster Dad. It's busted down.
This says this is a house bus.
I'm going over the bridge now. I'm a train, the red train. What are you?
Red!
What color train are you?
Blue!
Alright.
I'm Thomas. Thomas? Blue. I'm the local engine. I
call
the local.
You're on the local, I'm the express.
I'm the express also.
Oh, you're also an express, okay.
I'm in a new track.
Should I go local then? Because you've already got somebody going express, so.
You can be on my local side.
Okay. Here I come. I'm going on a new track now.
On the local side.
I'm on the local side. Okay, I'll do the local side.
I'm on the bridge, Thomas.
Danger
coming after you.
Coming after you.
No, you told to go on the local track.
I think this is the local track.
That is.
I hope it is.
It is the local track.
It is.
It is.
Oh, I have to back up. There's some dead ends this way, I think, or else I'll end up in a loop forever.
Loop?
Going, oh, maybe not.
You do?
Well, if I go that way, yeah, and then I go down, that's a loop forever. That's an endless loop, so I have to back up here.
And there's also a person on the track.
And there's a person on the track. Let's watch out!
That's where they go in. That's where they go. My engine is... My engine is an express train.
Your engine is an express train?
Yeah.
How did I get off of this track?
To what track? They're on my track! They're up the bridge!
Okay, I will. I just want to go this one to the end just to see what it's like.
Why?
Wow, it was pretty fun.
Why pretty fun? Why doing up? Up is better.
Up is better?
Up is like the hand.
Okay.
Up is like the pussy I've tied.
Alright, push me that way.
See? I'm putting your phone right over here if
thank
you need it.
Okay, thank you.
Woo-hoo. Wait not for a minute.
Okay, I'm coming through here.
Hi!
Hi there. We're passing each other again.
Oh, we passed together, baby.
We did pass each other. Whoa.
I'm Blue Mountain Mystery Engine.
Blue Mountain Mystery Engine. Okay, now I'm going to back up this way. I realized I got stuck in an endless loop and then in the death trap after that. So now... I'm opening up this.
I'm here.
Reversing here. Okay, now I'm out of the little crazy loop. Going back this way.
Now I'm going back this way. Now it's changing.
Now changing. Now there's still a part of the track that I haven't gone on yet.
What one is it?
Oh no, this is also a dead end.
What is a dead end? A
dead end means you have to turn around. It means you can't keep going straight.
Oh. And it is. End of the road.
It was. Okay, so now I'm backing up.
The end of the road.
Again, backing up again here.
I need to choke.
You need to tell me something?
I You call that to a dead end. You call that. If we need call out to a dead end.
You got to a dead end. You better drive around, Machi.
I went on the track.
If you're a dead end, the only way out is to go back the way you came.
No, I'm going no.
Oh no, I'm busting through. Thomas, watch out, I'm coming backwards.
Ah! No, this is a quick track.
This is the express track? I somehow ended up on it. You know why? I was trying to go on every single track. Here, quick, can I go back on this one? Just pretend that I drove on it. Okay,
but
now I'm here.
But this is the express track. I'm a
quick. That's the express track. Okay, you're express.
Oh, my train track. My train track. I'm a twist. I need to go on the twist track.
Okay, I'm gonna retire now.
I'm doing a comment.
I'm gonna retire now, my friend.
You didn't have one fall. You kept with one.
Okay, I'll grab that one.
No, this is the one with Blue Mountain Mystery.
Oh, that's for Blue Mountain Mystery?
Yeah, because we really use these.
Okay.
What you doing?
Trying to figure out how to retire from here. I can't. Okay. Oh, you lost one.
Oh, sorry!
That's okay. I was trying to help you out there. Okay, you keep going. I have to follow you for a little ways.
Why?
In order to get onto a different track.
Okay.
To take that crazy loop. Watch.
Yeah.
I'll show you.
Don't come down to me in my trunk.
I won't.
Because I'm going super slow.
See, I took a turn here. And that puts me on a different track. Oh, I got stuck. Can you move the gates for me? Thank you.
Now, what is yours?
Now I'm on a new track. There are many different ways to retire from this track. I can go here and retire. See, if I just go here, I'll stop. Or I could go this way.
Then you can follow me.
And
then you go to under the me.
I would be following you.
No, I don't want you to follow me.
But on a different track, though. That's okay, right? Oh, and then if I go here and I back up. Well, if I could get under this bridge, then I could retire over there. Since I can't,
then
move the bridge.
If my train went over here, my train turned off. If I went over here, I can retire over. Up the bridge.
And then your train could retire off the bridge. Okay,
but
then I could go this way.
Why?
And I could retire back there.
Yeah.
Now, is there any way I can get... Oh, yeah, and then you could retire over there.
Blue Mountain Mystery. Oh, sorry!
That's okay.
You later.
We're just crashing into the construction vehicles. That's no problem. Okay, I'm backing up here. Okay, I'm gonna go retire. Hey Thomas, I'm gonna say goodnight. I'm retiring over in the loading dock.
Why? I'm still loading.
Okay, I'm retiring. I'm just gonna tell you that now.
Oh, you need.
I'm gonna stop there and retire for the night next to the barn.
At night and morning!
No, it's bedtime.
Why?
Gotta go to bed. How was your first day of school, Keats?
Oh, I wanted to play.
How about this? Why don't we talk about school for a minute together on the couch and then we'll see, okay?
Play.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. That was Keats and I, our first day of school, or his
first day of school, his first day of any kind of school. He's it was like a preschool first day. So I thought it would be great to record it just to see what happens. And I think, like a lot of people, I haven't been able to find out just exactly what he thought about it, aside from good, and we played with kids and things like that. But he seems to like school. What more did I learn from the day? Let's see, when I walked in to pick him up, he was sitting on a little couch that was his size, and he was eating some, there was somebody eating at the table, and he was, like, finishing their lunch, and he was reading a book, you know, like, looking at a book, flipping the pages. And now I'm going to a performance. We're looping today, and that'll be the subject of our next Fun with Fritz, is what is it like to perform naked in a gallery for the first time? So, you know, because I think I'll bring the interview to there. It's all about first experiences. That's the theme, I think. And yeah, and Keats was, I think, thrilled and excited. And I'm thrilled and excited. I was thinking, you know, in one way, school is a way of allowing parents to continue to work. Because otherwise we would hang out with the kids, you know, one of us at least, or somebody, a grandma or a friend or someone would, you know, for years and years and years. And so we have a few professionals and a dedicated facility, and there's a lot of fun and varied hanging out that can happen. Because, you know, and constantly learning too. I'm not trying to say that you don't learn in school. I think you learn a lot. So yeah, and it all seemed really great to me. We live in an interesting time where, you know, maybe parents are super involved in their kids' educations, or they're not, you know, and we have professionals do it instead. It's kind of like you can go either way, both ways at once. Anyway, it was fun to go with Keats into school and stuff, and yeah, and share a little bit of that experience with him. So I hope you enjoyed it too. This is Fun with Fritz. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. And I cut down, you know, I had more, but I kind of cut it down. You know, it's still fairly atmospheric, the experience. The text of the show going to school. But hopefully you felt like you were there too. You got to go a little bit to school yourself. And now I'm going to another thing. This is why we live in New York, so that we can do all of our little things, one to the next, also interesting and intriguing and fun. So many keys, so many locks. You have to know which lock to use. It's the real key. Real key is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Power stride down the stairs. Power stride down the block. Power up the laptop. Power to the people. Power of the people. Power for the people. The power trip that we're all on. The power aid. The branded drink. That was going to compete in color with the other drinks of salt and sugar that we need. We need a little bit of salt, a little bit of sugar to really osmote the water, to transport it, get it in there, the cells. Screaming hello from our cells, our deep cells. My theory is that the more actual the radio, the more engaging and exciting. There's a lot of great radio where we can hear about people's ideas. It's like it's good for the mind. It's like food. But I've always appreciated the experience of listening to something that's real happening.